This week, the untailored suits and suit dresses of the Florida legislature convened their annual lawmaking session amid a flurry of indecision and, in some cases, acrimony. The announcement on February 20th by Governor Rick Scott that he would rather go ahead and endorse the Medicaid expansion required to make the Affordable Care Act work than leave more Floridians suffering without insurance options is only one of the more recent shots fired across the party bow. Scott made a similar about-face when he promised across-the-board raises for teachers in January after spending 2 years drastically cutting education funding. Who is this man? Whether or not Scott's apparent shift to the middle as a campaign stunt doesn't really matter to his Republican legislative cohorts. They're the ones who are going to be forced to play bad cop when the gavel meets the mahogany, and many of them are vocally unhappy about it. Scott's turnabout even sent Fox News columnist Cal Thomas into a tizzy with the headline, "Rick Scott has betrayed Florida's voters," on February 26. Funny, some of us have been saying that since 2011. But don't be lulled into his false sense of common decency as the next 2 months of arguing trundles along. Republicans, who still have a healthy majority despite Democratic gains in 2012, are already up to their old tricks. Bills aimed at decreasing abortion rights, further privatizing schools, and diminishing the pensions of public employees have already become priorities, while stabs at the appearance of ethics and election reform are proving to be as hollow as they initially seemed. Don't mistake political bipolarity for a newfound bipartisanship. It is still Tallahassee, after all.